It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Indeed, it is hump day. It is Wednesday. You've made it through half the week. Congratulations to you. I'm Kim Munson. This is the Kim Munson Show. And we've got a big show planned for you again today. We're looking at important issues out there. We look at them as freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And Americans like freedom. So it's important that we look at these issues because there's a lot of force hidden in there. We see this this narrative, kind of this romance of socialism. And ultimately, socialism comes down to force. And you know what? If it's a really good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do that. So welcome. Yes, I am Kim Munson and want to say thank you to the team, to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. I do appreciate you guys keeping this train on the track. And how are you doing on this hump day, Mr. Steve?
Good. You know, sometimes you shouldn't know what's going on this side of the glass. As the camel's doing his thing, I'm looking because there's all kinds of things here in front of me that tell me information. And as the camel's doing his thing about Wednesday, I had a glance at the little field there that tells me what day it is to make sure we didn't mess that up.
You know, there's so much going on. I can't believe that it is October 2nd. No. Time is going by so quickly. We've got an election just about a month out. And so we've got a lot of work to do over this next month. Any of these things that are de-tabering, meaning Tabor is the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, anything out there that is basically trying to de-Tabor, and that is going to take away accountability and transparency of government to the people. You need to vote no on that. So no on Proposition CC and no on Jefferson County 1A. I'm going to be working on a voter's guide that we will have by the weekend and look at this through the glasses of what is best for everyday hardworking Coloradans, and so we'll be getting that out at the end of the week.
You know, in all fairness, when you say you need to vote no on that, unless you like the government having more money, and every time we talk about a Tabor thing, you usually say, unless you want, unless you like sending, your tax return.
Well, and if people want to give the government more money, please go ahead. That is just fine.
Absolutely.
But what we see then is force all over this.
Yes.
Forcibly government coming in and keeping more of your money. And we certainly agree that some taxes are necessary for basic services. But we're off the rails as far as spending.
Way beyond basic services.
That's for sure. So vote no on Proposition CC. Vote no on Issue 1A out in Jefferson County, and we'll be getting that voter's guide for you as well. And you know what? You may disagree, and that is just fine. But I am going to do my best to make an honest case on this, on each of these issues, and looking at it from with the glasses of what is best for everyday hardworking Coloradans. And ultimately, socialism is not good for everyday hardworking Coloradans. And you are continuing to see socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, water, broadband, and data. And we need to be pushing back on that. Thank you to each of you listeners out there. You are treasured. You're valued. You've got a purpose. Strive for excellence today. And do something to take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. So let's go ahead and let you know what's going to happen in the balance of the show. We'll go through some headlines here. Second segment, there is a guy that's running for city council out in Edgewater. And this really got my attention in Complete Colorado. They did a piece on him, and basically he's saying that he will be a deliberative voice. No rubber stamp. And this is something that when I was on city council, I saw instead of these being deliberative bodies, again, working for everyday hardworking people, you've seen a movement to consensus and rubber stamping. And Larry Welshon said he's not going to do that. And so we will talk with him in the second segment. Third and fourth segment, our researcher, Patty Kurgan, has done a very, very important piece about corporate welfare, if you will. And we will be publishing that a little bit later today. And so she's going to walk us through this important piece. She has spent hours of research on this op-ed, and it is astounding what she has uncovered. So you won't want to miss that in segments three and four. And because I was thinking about all the work that Patty had done, and it's really kind of investigative journalism. So I thought, who is a really famous investigative journalist who was a woman? And did you ever know the story of Nellie Bly by any chance, Steve?
I know the name, but no, not the story behind the name.
I remember I had a book about her when I was a kid, and I read it probably a number of different times. But she was, it was in the early 1900s. Her name was Elizabeth Cochran Seaman. She was better known by her pen name, Nellie Bly. She was an American journalist who was widely known for her record-breaking trip around the world in 72 days. In emulation of Jules Verne's fictional character, Phileas Fogg. And then she also did an expose in which she worked undercover to report on a mental institution from within. She was a pioneer in her field and launched a new kind of investigative journalism. She was also a writer, inventor, and industrialist. So this is her inspirational quote for today. She said, "Nonsense. If you want to do it, you can do it. The question is, do you want to do it?" Again, Nellie Bly said, "Nonsense. If you want to do it, you can do it. The question is, do you want to do it?" So, Steve, our funnies, I thought I'd go to newspapers, and I found something that I thought you might find humorous.
Listen up, everybody. This is good.
Okay. This is about different newspapers. The Wall Street Journal is read by the people who run the country. The New York Times is read by people who think they run the country. The Washington Post is read by people who think they ought to run the country. The Los Angeles Times is read by people who wouldn't mind running the country if they could spare the time. The Boston Globe is read by people whose parents used to run the country. The San Francisco Chronicle is read by people who aren't sure there is a country or that a country is a good idea in the first place. The Miami Herald is read by people who are running another country. And the Chicago Tribune is read by people who live in the Midwest, which readers of the other newspapers don't think is part of the country.
Humor, but yet it smacks of the truth.
It does smack of the truth somewhat. Okay, some headlines. I'm actually going to go to national because there's been a few things that I wanted to let you know about. And this is somewhat related to due process. And that is why we were so concerned about these red flag laws that do not have due process in them. And due process is in the Constitution of the United States, and it basically says if you are accused of something, then you should be, you have a right to face your accuser, and you need to, and you have a right to know what those charges are, and there can't be unlawful search and seizure of your stuff. And that's the problem with these red flag laws, is that basically government can come and take your stuff without due process. And, you know, I have kind of felt like this is doo-doo-doo-doo, but, and it is kind of doo-doo, I guess. But
yeah, you got that right. It's doo-doo.
It is doo-doo. But this took my breath away. This was from the Chicago Tribune, and the title is, "Doctors Took a Newborn Baby from Her Parents After They Refused a Vitamin K Shot for Her. Now the couple is suing the hospital and the Department of Child Services," I think it is. It says, "In a moment after Angela Bauer gave birth last winter, she and her husband, a suburban Chicago pastor, were eager to hold their new baby girl. But as Bauer was being treated in the delivery room, the couple contends, a nurse picked up the infant to administer a vitamin K shot, which is a common practice in maternity wards across the country to help a baby's blood clotting ability in case of emergency. The Bauer said that they are not anti-vaxxers or against any procedure they believe to be medically necessary, but they didn't think the shot was in that category. They had agreed to sign a waiver confirming their wishes that the new baby, their fifth child, not receive vitamin K based on their beliefs that God's creation isn't automatically deficient or flawed at birth. But instead of offering them a form, The Bowers alleged the nurse announced she was reporting the couple to the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services and left the room with the newborn. It would be about 12 hours before they got the child back. I honestly could not understand what was going on, Angela Bowers said through tears in a recent interview. I was in total shock. I never had my baby, or I never not had my baby right away. Steve, do you see the danger in this? This is where government wants to force something into this baby's body. The parents said, no, we don't want to do that. And then the nurse reports them to child services and they take away the child. I know that this is, it's in some ways it's difficult to see that the lack of due process that you have over here in these red flag laws. They take, at this particular point in time, the weapons and the red flag laws. But what about, let's go a few years down the road, what if somebody doesn't think that you're taking good care of your children? Can then government just come in and forcibly take your children? And so this is going to this forced vaccination. And, you know, so many people, I think we appreciate vaccinations. I had all my kids vaccinated, but the number of vaccinations has gone up so significantly from 11 up to 57. And what you're seeing in different governments in this bill that they were trying to push forward last year here in Colorado was that an unelected bureaucratic board would mandate what vaccinations your child had to have. And so you could see how government and big pharma could get in bed with each other and forcibly, you know, add additional vaccinations on that may not have even been tested. And we as parents would not even know totally what was in it or why. And so what happens with the radical left is they take something that people think is good, these child vaccinations, and then they bring in all this force and they bring in all this control. And so there is big danger. And so you take a look at this. You know, and the fact that the family did not want the child to have vitamin K shot, it didn't affect any of the other children in the maternity ward, which has always been an argument for forced vaccinations is as well. I want you to vaccinate your child because I vaccinate mine. I don't want you bringing something to my child that would harm my child. And, you know, that's a whole different conversation. This is something that would not harm any other child. And then government stepped in and took the child. And I think it should make us all shake in our boots. What do you think about this, Steve?
What's the difference between the spirit of the law and the letter of the law, the nuts and bolts of it? You know, the heavy-handedness of the hospital is one thing. But back to what you said about big pharma and government, how many pockets are being lined, you know, in between the baby and mm-hmm. the writers of the law? It's just you got to be thinking about stuff like that.
Well, big government and big business like each other because they can work together to stifle creativity, innovation, stifle the little guy, and then they can forcibly create markets. And you can see that across the spectrum. So I guess I got a little long-winded on that one. I didn't realize we are at break time. So let's go to break. When we come back, we will be talking with Larry Welshon, who is a candidate for city council in Edgewater. I think it'll be a fascinating conversation. Segments 3 and 4, Patty Kurgan on her very important piece about corporate welfare. We'll be right back.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in home ownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Greenwood Village, Tina Francone with Straightforward Shooting, and Grand Lake U.S. Constitution Week for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today.
Well, I tell you what, there were times when I was on city council that I wanted to cry. So when I saw this in Complete Colorado, and Patty had found this as well.
Did you go to Segway school or what?
Did you like that?
Oh, that was good.
This important piece in Complete Colorado, and Complete Colorado is one of my partners as well, and they do amazing work over there. Couple of things. They aggregate news from all over the state, and so you can quickly find out what is going on with a lot of different news outlets. But then if you click on the banner on the top, they actually have commentary that is unique to them. And this piece about, it says, Edgewater candidate running against cult of council conformity urges a vote only for one effort. And so Larry Welshon, welcome to the show. This is quite the title.
Thank you very much, Kim. I'm glad to be here.
Well, and thank you for stepping up, because this is really, I think, where the battle of America is at local government, whether or not it's at city or town councils, or county commissioners, or school boards, these boards and commissions. This is where the battle is. And when you mentioned this in the title about the cult of conformity, it really got my attention. So tell me about that.
For 6 years, I've been watching council very closely. I go to their meetings, go to the business meetings, go to the council retreats and the work sessions. And it's astounding to me to watch seven adult human beings seem to agree on almost everything. Periodically, they'll have differences of opinion on maybe what you might say is flavors of legislation, but the overall goal to, you know, of the progressive nature is there. And so they don't, they rarely disagree. And the council votes unanimously on nearly everything, so much so that the mayor does not even bother to call for the no vote. There's just the
really?
Assumption that everybody's agreeing. And I know there was one time quite recently where a councilor actually wanted to dare to vote no. And it was very awkward because the mayor didn't bother to call for the no vote. And this poor councilor's like, excuse me, I want to vote no.
Wow. You know, you have just really nailed it. I served on city council for 4 years. In my community, and that is what I saw, is they always, the mayor always was working for a unanimous vote, and you always heard this term consensus, that we want consensus on this. And America was not founded on consensus, Larry. You know,
That's
as
right.
they were putting together, you know, creating the Declaration of Independence and also the Constitution, they deliberated on all of these different things, but they ultimately, you know, they had this goal of, you know, wanting to put in place something that would protect people's inalienable rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And then the Constitution they came up with, that was the best way to make that happen. But
right.
they didn't have a rubber stamp by any stretch of the imagination.
That's right. And I would agree with you totally. And I think that the cult of council conformity, as I like to call it, is very dangerous, because you get up there on council and you think that everybody is agreeing with you, and they're not. There are people in the community who differ from you, but that's not recognized, and it's not listened to. It's not heard. Last night I went to council, and they had a resolution for support of a particular effort on the upcoming ballot. And I, you know, tried to make the point that when a council advocates, which they can legally do that according to Colorado state law, when they advocate for a particular view, they're advocating against those who are not of that particular view. And they could not understand what I was saying. I was very frustrated. They got very defensive, had a knee-jerk reaction of, oh my gosh, how could you possibly disagree with us? When the point I was trying to make is that the council should let people make their own decisions. And you know, part of the resolution was that they want to urge the citizens to vote a particular way. That's not the place of council.
I'll make
my own decision. Thank you very much.
That is not the place of council. Now, was this a statewide issue or something that was local?
It's county.
It was county.
It's the issue 1A. With the taxes for Jefferson County.
Yeah, and that is de-tabering the tax refunds for Jefferson County. And we had former State Senator Tim Neville on yesterday, and it was an excellent illustration. He said, what they're saying, and the language is so deceptive on these ballot issues. It says, without raising taxes. But in fact, if they're keeping money that is due back to hardworking Coloradans, they are raising taxes. And so what they're asking for in 1A and also Prop CC on the statewide level is if they can keep our tax refunds forever. And Tim's example was, if you go to, say, McDonald's, and you give them $10, you buy $8 worth of stuff, and then they keep the other $2, that's just exactly what government is trying to ask here, and it reduces transparency and it reduces accountability. And Larry, you're absolutely right that this is not the proper role of government for them to be doing that.
Yeah.
So, okay, Larry, I think this is so exciting. How can people help you? How can you win this election? Because this is where the fight is, and we need to have people that are willing to deliberate these things and look at the proper role of government. So how can people help you, Larry?
Well, by voting for only me. There's going to be five candidates for four positions. If you dilute your vote by voting for other people, that will be a problem. So you could vote just once for Larry. You look at my website, which is a long and involved website. It's larryforedgewater.wordpress.com. Look at that. Call me. I'm available. Email me. Happy to talk to people about my issues and what I think. And I'm not accepting political campaign donations. This is self-funded. I don't want anybody's money. Thank you very much. And talk about it. And talk about what you want. Do you want political diversity or not? Do you want people all of one political stripe up there? Or do you want people who have different opinions and different philosophies of life? That's what I think is important. And I, you know, my goal is to be up there and use my best judgment. You know, influenced by 27 years of living in Edgewater, 50 years or more on the planet, I'm there to foster political diversity.
I like that a lot. Let's make it easy for people to reach you. What is your email? Let's go with that.
Larry.Welshon, W-E-L-S-H-O-N, @gmail.com.
Okay, one more time. What that is that's Larry.Welshon, W-E-L-S-H-O-N, @gmail.com, and
right.
Wish you a lot of luck. Is this election this November?
It is, November 5th.
Okay, and we need to have political diversity. We need to have people that want to deliberate these different
right.
things that come forward, and also to keep government within the boundaries that it's supposed to be in.
So,
Larry, I wish you all kinds of luck, and thank you so much.
You.
And again, this excellent piece at Complete Colorado, I think it's if you click on the banner ad, you can get more information there. Excellent piece, and I think it was Sherry Pife that wrote that. So thank you very much, Larry.
It was my pleasure. Thanks very much, Kim.
You bet. And on the line is John Buckingham with Presidential Wealth Management, and he is a colleague of Jason McBride's. And, John, it's so great to have you here this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be here.
You and I had a whole conversation about this issue via text last night because it's such an important issue, but you mentioned America might be headed towards negative interest rates.
Well, it's definitely a possibility. You're getting a push politically and, from some of the big banks right now to kind of continue to drop the Fed funds rate down to kind of be more competitive with where Europe is at right now and Japan. And it's just a situation that I think that it is a possibility. It's something that we, in my opinion, we want to avoid because of the trap that you get stuck in there. So, but yes, it absolutely is a possibility.
Well, that seems to be like for people when they're planning, you know, their portfolios, you know, many times they would like put bonds in there, you know, for some income. I mean, what does that do for people that are trying to, you know, use their portfolio for income?
Well, what ends up happening is, you know, individuals are going to go to other asset classes, whether it be gold, whether it be real estate. They're going to have to take traditionally more risk, if you will, in order to get the income that they need to live off during retirement, because CDs, savings rates just aren't there. And if they're negative, obviously that disincentivizes any type of savings for large corporations or anything. I don't think that the banks would pass it on to individuals, but they could, or they would charge them other little hidden fees and just, you know, hope people didn't notice. So it certainly puts a squeeze on the ability to earn income from more traditionally conservative investments for those that are retiring. And it encourages people to, you know, go out and just spend instead of have any types of savings or investments.
Right, right. So what do you think is going to happen over the next week or so with this?
Well, over the next week or so, I think that you're going to continue to get a push. There's going to be talk. We, you know, see the articles on a daily basis coming through, you know, with people taking different positions on the issues. I think that, you know, at this point in time, you know, to get to zero, we're still about 1.75%. So we've got 8 or 9 cuts before we would get to that point. Hopefully the Fed doesn't make that mistake, but, you know, I think that's a direction that we're headed over the next couple of years. And I think that continues to drop our yield curve to where our rates are next to nothing.
Wow. Boy, that doesn't seem like it's a good idea to me either, John Buckingham. So that is why people need to sit down with you and your colleagues there at Presidential Wealth Management, because you guys tailor plans for each individual. And with the crazy stuff going on out there, they need to have somebody like you, John Buckingham, helping them out.
I would say so. I think that, especially in this environment, trying to find the right asset classes to be in, should this continue down this path.
For sure. And so at 7:30, Natalie be at the boards there at Presidential Wealth Management. You can give John Buckingham a call there. Phone number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. John, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
That sounds great. I'll see you then.
Have a great day. And we're going to go to break. When we come back, Patty Kirgan, our researcher, has done just an amazing op-ed that will be published a little bit later today regarding Colorado enterprise zones. And it is astounding what she has uncovered. So this is Kim Munson with The Kim Munson Show. We will be right back.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated 3 times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back. I am Kim Munson. This is The Kim Munson Show. And be sure and check out my new website. That is kimmunson.com. Munson is M-O-N-S-O-N. And man, it is absolutely beautiful. So take a look at that. And then the other website for my is America's Veterans Stories, and that is where we'll be interviewing veterans from all the different conflicts in peacetime. And check that out as well. Zach has done an amazing job. Steve, I'm getting amazing feedback from folks about how beautiful these two websites are.
Yeah, no doubt. I look at it, and I mentioned it yesterday, very gifted people working on these things.
And speaking of gifted people, we have on the line with us Patty Kurgan. She is our researcher, and she's also pretty amazing, Steve.
She makes it tough in a good way. I mean, we joke about having 10 pounds of stuff for a 5-pound bag. Every day it's like that, and she gives us so much material. It's like, where do you start?
I know. But this piece that she has done, this op-ed about Colorado Enterprise Zones, is a powerful piece. The amount of research that she has put into this is just amazing. And it will be on my website, kimmunson.com, a little bit later today, and we'll be pushing it out on Facebook as well. So welcome, Patty Kurgan.
Good morning, Kim. Thank you very much for having me.
Well, most definitely. And, you and I have been talking about the research that you've done on this piece, and it's absolutely astounding. I'm calling it corporate welfare. I never really thought I'd agree with Ocasio-Cortez on anything, but we do, I think, agree that corporate welfare is unfair. It's government picking winners and losers. However, I think that the money should stay in private individuals' pockets. Ocasio-Cortez wants the government to have more money. But let's take it from here. Where should we start with this, Patty?
Well, I agree with you 100%. So, as you know, my background is being a small business owner. And within the last month or 2 months, I've been reading a lot of articles about this business getting X amount of million dollars or $500,000. And I was like, why is this happening? Because the little guy isn't getting anything. He has no tax breaks whatsoever, and we're giving the money to the large corporations. So I started looking at more at the federal level, and then I came across an article with the Colorado Sun, and it was talking about that there was tax credits of $223 million for corporations here in the state alone between the year July 2013 to June 2018. So I decided to center my attention on this. So I went to the Colorado website, and I learned that there's 15 different types of programs that businesses can apply for grants or tax credits. And I, started tearing it apart, and that's how I got to where I got to. And I chose to do the enterprise zones. It seemed like there was a lot of money tied up in that. And that's where a lot of the articles from specifically the Denver Business Journal reports about how some of these corporations are getting job credits, tax incentives. So even yesterday, there's a company called Robinhood that had been extended in a September board meeting $9 million if they brought 791 jobs to Colorado. And right after they received this offer, lo and behold, Robinhood decides to come to Colorado. So I just think it's unfair. It really hurts the small business owner. These companies are getting a tremendous competitive advantage that, again, the small guy will never see, and it's picking winners and losers. So in the piece, I go through some of the companies. It's interesting because there is a commission, so we're talking about these unelected bureaucrats, and they are nominated and appointed by the governor as well as the House and the Senate. There's 11 members, and they're the ones that decide how much money will be given to these private corporations. And it's just interesting that it's always the big guy, or what they're doing is sometimes they're taking or offering these incentives to companies who are out of state. And even on the website, it states, if when we're talking about the new employee tax credit, it says businesses adding and filling new jobs will reduce unemployment in the community. That's one of the reasons to give these tax incentives. And I'm thinking to myself, Colorado's less than 3%. Mm-hmm. of unemployment. Mm-hmm. So even people say when you're that low, it really is you don't have unemployment. and it's so hard to find good workers. So why are we giving multiple millions of dollars? So with this company called Robinhood, now I could only go through July for the meetings for this commission, and they're already up to $105 million of tax incentive credits that they have offered to various companies.
For this year? $105 million in tax credits. And this is just one of 15 different programs.
Right. Approximately 15. Exactly. So, it's not like all the money's going to flow out 1 year, but this is what the kind of tax credits they have extended to these corporations. VF Corp, back in March, was offered just under $28 million in tax incentives to come to Colorado. So they took that, and now they're starting to move some of their workforce over to Denver. And it's interesting because it's supposed to help unemployment areas, and this company is actually setting up headquarters in Denver, I believe.
Well, in VF Corp, I think Patty is the owner of Smart Wool, the socks, and I think that was based up in Steamboat. And now I think those jobs are coming over to the Front Range. So here you've got, more rural Colorado, and you have bureaucrats picking winners and losers. And Steamboat is losing a company that, employed people there. And so, I think that's really unfair.
Oh, I agree with you, absolutely. And then even VF Corp, they were based in North Carolina as well as in the San Francisco Bay Area. And as we all know, the tax is outrageous out in California. So that was one of the reasons that they want to move. So let them move on their own. I mean, Colorado is a beautiful state. Why do we have to incentivize people to come to Colorado? Just let them come on their own and let them, absorb that cost. And what is it? Even VF Corp, their capital market is, I think, just under $35 billion. So why are we giving them money? It doesn't make sense to me anyways.
Well, and to that point, Patty, I was doing some research when they moved over here. I'd seen that as well, that $28 million. And I think that they had actually gotten tax incentives out in California to build their headquarters there. And then when the tax incentives ran out, here they're shopping out here and they're moving to another state. And so, you get a little ways down the road and these companies may then move to another state after this deal is done. But the big picture here, Patty, that I think is if you look at this, these companies are saying, hey, if you lower our taxes, and many times they streamline rules and regulations for them as well. If you streamline that and you lower taxes, that is more attractive for us as a business. Well, instead of having government bureaucrats pick winners and losers, maybe what we should do is lower taxes and rules and regulations across the spectrum.
Exactly. So that it's a level playing field and everybody's operating on the same ground. And what's interesting, too, is I got a phone call from a friend just a couple days ago, and they saw on your website that I was going to be on their show. So they told me, pull up the Colorado Constitution and look at Article 11, Section 2. So I did. And it specifically states in our state constitution that there should be no aid to corporations. So to me, we're going against the state constitution by giving all these tax incentives because the commission is selecting a specific group and aiding them because they're not giving it to anybody else. And it's against the state constitution. It's wrong. It's wrong on so many levels. And again, it operates against what the Constitution states. The only exception, which was interesting, was for energy resources. And so some of the companies, even in my article, I do list from, it came from the Colorado Sun, I list the top 20 entities that did get multiple millions of dollars from the state And there are a fair number of energy companies. So I guess you could argue that those specific entities, according to the Constitution, could receive some tax incentives, but the other ones definitely not. And there's actually two railroad companies on that list as well. Mm-hmm. And they definitely shouldn't be receiving it, because the whole reason why, if you read the history on this Article 11, it was because of the corruption while they were building the railroad going west, and they wanted to make sure that there wasn't any under-the-table dealings going on.
Wow.
Interesting.
You know, I've got the list right here in front of me, and it is absolutely astounding who is getting money. It's these big companies. And Patty, this is going to relate then. You know, I'm thinking about Proposition CC that's going to be on the ballot this year, where basically the state of Colorado is asking to keep everyday hardworking Coloradans' tax refunds forever. And then we're seeing this concerted effort that, to really get rid of Tabor totally. We're probably going to see that next year, and Tabor's the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. And then also the Gallagher Amendment, which is basically keeps a ratio of residents paying 45% of the property tax taxes here in Colorado, and businesses 55%. And one of the things that they're talking about, they're saying, well, the assessment rate has gone down on residential to about 7%, but it stayed at about 29% for commercial. And gosh, that's not fair. And people are like, wow, gosh, that doesn't sound fair. But then somebody had mentioned to me that, I guess it was either Dennis Gallagher or Ron Stewart, who I had had both of them on, and they were state senators at the time, and they were architects of the Gallagher Amendment. They said big business, they have accountants and attorneys that they can actually challenge their assessment rates. But then the other thing is, they mentioned they get all these different kinds of tax breaks. So here we've got, you know, politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that are trying to get more of our money through Proposition CC, trying to get rid of Tabor, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, trying to get rid of the Gallagher Amendment. But yet, on the other hand, just in 7 months, they gave $105 million in tax credits to big business. Something right. Doesn't look right here. So, Patty Kergan, excellent researcher. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're talking about this very important piece on Colorado enterprise zones and just what you uncovered. And it is astounding. And this is going to be on my website just a little bit later today at kimmunson.com. That's MONSON.com. Patty, stay on the line. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
Enjoy three movies under the stars, all for only $9. Angel Has Fallen, It, Chapter 2, and Scary Stories. The 88 Drive-In is moving to their fall schedule, so they will be open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, but closed Tuesday and Wednesday. The box office opens at 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and 6:30 p.m. Sunday, Monday, Thursday. For more information, visit 88drivein.net.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Hey, welcome back. I am Kim Munson. This is the Kim Munson Show, and I have on the line with me Patty Kergan. We are having a conversation about this very important op-ed that she has created. It's going to be on my website, kimmunson.com, just a little bit later today. And Patty, I recommend everybody to read this. The care that you have put into this, the research that you put into this is so important, because we've got the PBIs, the politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties out there aggressively trying to get things passed so that they can have more of our money, our everyday hardworking Coloradans' money, less accountability, less transparency. And so what you have uncovered here is so important. What would you say is one of the big takeaways that you had as you were doing this research?
Well, the biggest takeaway is going back to, you're picking winners and losers. You're not letting companies be innovative and take that risk. And you're harming the free market. You know, this is what America's built on, is capitalism. And when you start carving out special interests and saying, well, I'm going to give you money, but not your competitor, it's wrong. And so that would be one. And the other one is just the, again, talking about the cost for Colorado and the bureaucracy that goes into this. So you have, you know, 15 different entities just at the state level handing out money. And even within each of those entities, you could have maybe 2 to 5 different types of programs. So you have to staff that. So think of all the cost that goes into staffing these different divisions. And even just recently, in Colorado here, Governor Polis started like the employee ownership network. He did this through an executive order, and it says that they're going to provide tax benefits. So there's still new ones coming up. So we need to keep an eye on that, and this is just strictly at the state level. There are also corporate welfare programs going on within counties and cities. In fact, there was one listed on the state website where they had agreed to give a company, it was around $600,000, it was $100,000, and it was a match. So Denver, the city and county Denver, gave this, they used code names, so they gave a project $107,000, and if they, through the city and county of Denver, and then if everything goes as the offer is, then the state would match that. So it's just, there's so many layers of this. And again, it's, you know, they're expecting all of us to pay 100% of our taxes, but then they're giving these corporations, you know, the tax break.
Well, it's all done under the guise of economic development. And as you mentioned, you have cities, counties, and the state have quote unquote economic development offices, or in the case when I had Tim Neville on yesterday, he mentioned that there was a quote-unquote private corporation, I think it was, out in Jefferson County, which was the Jefferson County-like economic development. But it's a quasi-government kind of thing. They're funded partly by government and then partly by interested parties. But it's all under the guise of economic development.
Correct. And even with that, so when I did my research at the time, the most complete year that I had was 2017. And, I lost my train of thought, I'm sorry.
Oh, not a problem, because there's so much information here. I wanted to go back to something that you said, though, Patty, is the horrendous cost. Because there's a cost to, you know, there's salaries, there's benefits, there's retirement plans for all of these people. And that is being paid by us, by hardworking Coloradans. And you're a small business person. You have a love of small business. And you know that small businesses don't really operate on very large margins very often.
Oh, absolutely. Like even with your piece yesterday, talking about restaurants, I've talked to a couple of restaurant owners, and they say their profit margin is 2%. So it's very slim.
Okay. So everyday hardworking Coloradans have to pay their full taxes. You've got your
Correct.
Small businesses that aren't getting any of this corporate welfare, and they're having to compete for workers with these big corporations that are getting these subsidies to hire people. So it makes it very difficult to compete for workers as well. But, Patty, one thing that we haven't talked about, and that is bringing all these people to Colorado. You know, we are using tax dollars to bring all these people to Colorado. Well, there's going to be more pressure on housing, on schools, on congestion on our roads. And then, of course, these government, these PBIs, politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties want to come in with government programs for all of that stuff, more control. And they're creating the problem, and then they are just making it worse.
Yes, I agree with you 100% on that. And because even like with VF Corp, they're bringing in 800 people. So just doing a quick math, you figure at the least, it's 1.5 cars per employee, because you're talking about the whole family. So that's another 1,200 cars that are on the road, minimum, which really adds up. And if they have families, if you have 800 families moving in, you figure half of them probably have kids. So, you know, so if they have two kids, that's 800 students. So that's a whole school right there that you have to build for these new families that are moving in, if they truly all move in from out of state.
And I'm not opposed to people moving to Colorado, but I am opposed to giving these big businesses tax breaks to bring people here that creates more congestion, more pressure on our housing, more pressure on our schools, and then getting these tax breaks. And those of us that have been here and have been paying taxes and been paying our full fare, you know, we're the ones that are really getting hurt on this.
Exactly. So it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, is that the best thing that they can do for all Colorado residents is to just cut the tax rates across the board. And then you're letting businesses operate without any government interference, and there's no favorability, which is really important. And again, there is no reason for the government to be involved, whether it's, you know, the consumer goods, communications, technology, retail, whatever the industry is. And it's again, as we keep saying, it really does hurt the small business owner, but it also hurts the individual taxpayer, because they're paying 100% and making up the difference of all these tax incentives. And again, going back to Prop CC, if the state needs so much money, why are they giving so much money out to large corporations to come to Colorado? It's a beautiful state. We don't need to bribe people to come to Colorado. They can come on their own, just like I did. I came in 2001. No one bribed me. It's a beautiful state. I love living here. You know, you can go hiking and all skiing. Whatever you want is here in terms of outdoor recreation.
You know, Patty, I hadn't really thought about it, but, you know, under the guise of economic development and incentives, I mean, you nailed the real word, is it's a bribe. It is a bribe that everybody else here in Colorado is paying for, and there is something inherently wrong about that. And then the gall of these politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties to come and say, put forth Proposition CC and say, we want your tax refunds forever, because, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason. And as you have uncovered this, Patty, this is a really, really important piece that you've done.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, we're just about out of time, Patty. So what would you say is the final thought, the big takeaway that you want people to have from this? And again, this is going to be on my website just a little bit later today, kimmonson.com. That's MONSON.com. What is it that, you know, somebody's driving down the road right now, what is it that you want them to remember from this conversation this morning?
To get involved and to just start at the local level. So if that's just your city planning commission and going to your county commissioner meetings, go to those and find out what they are doing with your money. This is just one program that I'm talking about in the article. And at the state level, and there's plenty to go around in the county, in the city level. And we have to speak up. If we don't speak up and let them know that we're watching them and that we're going to hold them accountable, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
Well, and the problem with socialism, as Maggie Thatcher said, is that eventually you run out of everybody else's money or somebody else's money. And ultimately, they're going to run out of money. Here and the beautiful state of Colorado, this beautiful city that we have, is not going to be beautiful anymore because of this bad, bad public policy. And so, Patty, I so appreciate this piece. And again, you can go to kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.com and find it there. And Patty, I so appreciate just the care. And you and I are always striving to clarify. If we get something incorrect, we want to correct it because we are always striving for truth. And definitely we have opinions, and people know that we have opinions on that, but we're always trying to look out for the little guy, you know, that everyday hardworking small business person that is out there, you know, going after their hopes and dreams. So Patty Kergan, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Kim.
And so our quote for today is Nellie Bly, the great investigative reporter. She said, energy rightly applied and directed will accomplish anything. I love that. So today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't serve.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker, commentators, hosts, their guests, and callers. They are not necessarily the views and opinions of Crawford Broadcasting or KLZ Management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.